Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.846 on a Friday morning, Wisconsin's Morning News. Greg Pancake Hill is the producer of the program. He got that nickname Pancake because he used to work at the Pancake House on the South Side. After the show every day, we go upstairs, we talk about it. What'd you like? What did you not like? What should we be talking about the rest of the week? And, you know, some things make it into the show, some things don't. So on Fridays, we ask Pancake to whip up a little something with the leftovers. Here again on this Friday morning is the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
BTB. Bring that booty.
Alrighty.
Good start, yeah?
Yeah. We're off and running.
All right, so this isn't a sports story, rather a marketing one with a little bit of politics. Remember back in 2021, Bucks are playing in the NBA Finals. They're on this awesome run, and that sportscaster Stephen A. Smith had this to say.
You really want to be in Milwaukee?
I don't believe I've ever rooted for Atlanta more in my life.
Yeah, we remember. Or
yeah, we do.
Even
yeah,
this?
We do.
This is a serious problem. Because if this keeps up, I might very well have to spend the month of June in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, I know, Stephen A. It could be so bad, right?
Hurts me.
Everyone we is listening and everyone here in Milwaukee will vehemently disagree. However, could we have done a better job about dressing up our city just a bit? I bring you to the Twin Cities, Minnesota, Minneapolis-St. Paul area, another Midwest town, city, kind of plagued with that sort of not sexiness, I guess.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? Like, they're kind of plagued with that. But, and if you don't already know, the Timberwolves are in the NBA Western Conference Finals, which means, yes, people covering the game have to go to Minnesota. Now, before that series started, the interaction between star player Anthony Edwards and Charles Barkley from Inside the NBA happened, and it went like this.
Okay, I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring gas.
Yeah, right? An incredible response. It took off. There's t-shirts, there's hats, and one of the best parts, if you go to
bringgas.com,
it links you to Explore Minnesota, their actual travel website. And if you scroll down on the website of Explore Minnesota, the first three words that greet you on that website,
bring gas.
It's amazing.
He's saying what I think he's saying.
Oh, he's saying it. Why? Do you want to hear it again? What do you think he's saying?
Like,
bring gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it.
Bring it here to Minnesota because you got to cover us because we're playing. It's just so good. So there's a few lessons here. Yes, the Midwest gets a lot of flack. However, that's a catchy saying. I love it.
Bring gas.
You know what I mean? Like, I know, how about a little Minnesota politics? And this is just the best part. State proclamation issued by Minnesota Governor's Office that May 22nd was Wolves Back Day. That's the day they returned for Game 1 of the Western Conference Final, again, at Target Center in Minneapolis. If you've ever seen these government-issued documents, can you walk us through, Vinny, like what they look like?
This, that, and the other thing.
Exactly.
And whereas this, that, and this, that.
Kind of rhetoric
be
there.
Be it here, resolve that.
Indeed. That's perfectly put. And that's exactly what this message said. Or that's what this proclamation said. It looked just like a normal one. However, if you read the first word in every sentence where it says whereas, then the paragraph, the first letter of each word spells out
bring gas.
So, I mean, like, that's so good. You can't even be mad at a delivery like that. It's just absolutely fantastic. So there you go. So if you're trying to figure out, hey, you know what? Maybe not hate on Milwaukee. Maybe not hate on Minnesota. I mean, yeah, I love Milwaukee as much as the next guy. Don't get me wrong. But we need
a
kind of a slogan like that. Maybe we'd have a little bit more favor with the national pundits.
Yeah, I wonder if the RNC's listening.
Yeah, there you go. Can you
bring the elephants?
Right. That's bring ya and then
actually,
right on the elephant.
It would work better for the DNC.
DNC. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it would.
Bring gas.
Bringyaass.com.